The Obstacle is the Way, author Rain Holiday. Overcoming obstacles is a discipline of three critical steps. It begins with how we look at our specific problems, our attitude approach, then the energy and creativity with which we actively break them down and turn them into opportunities. Finally, the cultivation and maintenance of an inner will that allows us to handle defeat and difficulty. They are three interdependent, interconnected, and fluidly contingent disciplines: perception, action, and will. Part 1. Perception. 1. The discipline of perception. What matters most isn't what obstacles you face, but how you see them, how you react to them. This reaction determines how successful you will be in overcoming them. Discipline in perception lets you clearly see the advantage and proper course of action in every situation, without the pestilence of panic or fear. 2. Recognizing your power. There is no good or bad without you. There's only perception. There is the event itself and the story you tell yourself about what it means. You decide what you will make of each and every situation, whether you'll break or whether you'll resist. Welcome to the power of perception, applicable in each and every situation, impossible to obstruct. It can only be relinquished, and that is your decision. 3. Steady your nerves. Regardless of how much danger you're in, stress puts you at a potential whim of your baser, fearful, instinctual reactions. Nerve is a matter of defiance and control. It is also a matter of acceptance. Defiance and acceptance come together well in the following principle: there is always a counter move, always an escape or a way through. So there is no reason to get worked up. 4. Control your emotion. Obstacles make us emotional, but the only way we will survive or overcome them is by keeping those emotions in check. Real strength lies in the control of one's emotion, not in pretending they don't exist. 5. Practice objectivity. Objectivity means removing you, the subjective part, from the equation. Take your situation and pretend it's not happening to you. The more skilled you become seeing things for what they are, the more perception will work for you rather than against you. 6. Alter your perspective. The way you look out at the world changes how you see things. What you can do is limit and expand your perspective to whatever will keep you calmest and most ready for the task at hand. Think of it as a selective editing, not to deceive others, but to properly orient yourself. And it works. Small tweaks can change what once felt like impossible tasks. Suddenly, where you felt weak, you realize you are strong. 7. Is it up to you? When it comes to perception, this is a crucial distinction to make: the difference between the things that are in your power and the things that aren't. Focusing exclusively on what is in your power magnifies and enhances your power. But every ounce of energy directed at things which you can't actually influence is wasted, self-indulgent, and self-destructive. 8. Live in the present moment. The implications of our obstacles are theoretical. They exist in the past and the future. We live in the moment, and the more we embrace that, the easier the obstacle will be to face and move. It's not simply a matter of saying, "I'll live in the present." You have to work at it. Focus on what's in front of you right now. Ignore what it represents, or it means, or why it happened to you. 9. Think differently. When given an unfair task, some rightly see it as a chance to test what they're made of. They see the opportunity because it's often in that desperate, nothing-to-lose state that we are our most creative. Our best ideas come from there, where obstacles illuminate new options. 10. Finding the opportunity. After you have controlled your emotions and you can see objectively and stand steadily, the next step becomes possible: a mental flip. So you're looking not at the obstacle, but at the opportunity within it. No one is talking glass half full style platitudes here. This must be a complete flip: seeing through the negative, past its underside, and into its corollary, the positive. 11. Prepare to act. Once you see the world as it is, for what it is, you must act. Decide to take what stands in your way, not because you're a gambler defying the odds, but because you've calculated them and boldly embraced the risk. Part 2. Action. 1. The discipline of action. You have an obstacle you have to lean into and transform. No one is coming to save you, and if you'd like to go where you claim you want to go to accomplish what you claim is your goal, there's only one way, and that's to meet your problems with the right action. 2. Get moving. When you're frustrated in pursuit of your goals, don't sit here and complain that you don't have what you want, or that this obstacle won't budge. If you haven't even tried yet, then of course you will still be in the same exact place. You haven't actually pursued anything. 3. Practice persistence. Only with persistence and time can you cut away debris and remove impediments. Only in struggling with the impediments that made others quit can you find yourself on untrodden territory. Only by persisting and resisting can we learn what others were too impatient to be taught. 4. Iterate. The one way to guarantee you don't benefit from failure, to ensure it as a bad thing, is to not learn from it. It's time you understand that the world is telling you something with each and every failure and action. It's feedback, giving you precise instructions on how to improve. Failure shows you the way by showing you what isn't the way. 5. Follow the process. The process is about finishing. Don't think about the end. Think about surviving. Making it from meal to meal, checkpoint to checkpoint, paycheck to paycheck, one day at a time. And when you really get it right, even the hardest things become manageable, because the process is relaxing. Under its influence, we don't panic. 6. Do your job, do it right. Everything is a chance to do and be your best. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, and wherever you go, you owe it to yourself, to your art, to the world, to do it well. That's your primary duty and your obligation. 7. What's right is what works. Start thinking like a radical pragmatist, still ambitious, aggressive, and rooted in ideals, but also imminently practical and guided by the possible. Don't think small, but make the distinction between the critical and the extra. Think progress, not perfection. Under this kind of force, obstacles break apart. 8. In praise of the flank attack. Obstacles don't have to be disadvantages. They can be gifts, assets that make us less likely to commit suicide with head-to-head attack. They force us to be creative, to find workarounds, to sublimate the ego and do anything to win besides challenging our enemies where they are the strongest. 9. Use obstacles against themselves. Sometimes you overcome obstacles not by attacking them, but by withdrawing and letting them attack you. Using obstacles against themselves is very different from doing nothing. Passive resistance is, in fact, incredibly active. But those actions come in the form of discipline, self-control, fearlessness, determination, and grand strategy. 10. Challenge your energy. We all have our own constraints to deal with. Rules and social norms we're required to observe that we'd rather not. Instead of giving in to frustration, we can put it to good use. Think water. When dammed by a man-made obstacle, it doesn't simply sit stagnant. Instead, its energy is stored and deployed, fueling the power plants that run entire cities. 11. Prepare for none of it to work. Some obstacles may turn out to be impossible to overcome. Some things are bigger than us. This is not necessarily a bad thing, because we can turn these obstacles upside down too, simply by using it as an opportunity to practice some other virtue or skill, even if it's just learning to accept that bad things happen or practicing humility. Part 3. Will. 1. The discipline of will. The will is the critical third discipline. We can think, act, and finally adjust to a world that is inherently unpredictable. This will is what prepares us for this, protects us against it, and allows us to thrive and be happy in spite of it. 2. Build your inner citadel. The inner citadel is that fortress inside of us that no external adversity can ever break down. An important caveat is that we aren't born with such a structure. It must be built and actively reinforced. During the good times, we strengthen ourselves and our bodies, so that during the difficult times, we can depend on it. 3. Anticipation. Thinking negatively. You know you want to accomplish X, so you invest time, money, and relationships into achieving it. About the worst thing that can happen is not something going wrong, but something going wrong and catching you by surprise. Because unexpected failure is discouraging, and being backbeaten hurts. But the person who has rehearsed in their mind what could go wrong will not be caught by surprise. They're not as likely to get discouraged or to shirk from the task that lies before them, or make mistake in the face of it. 4. The art of acquiescence. When the cause of the problem lies outside of us, we are better for accepting it and moving on, for ceasing to kick and fight against it, and for coming to terms with it. That is not the same as giving up. This has nothing to do with action. This is for the things that are immune to action. 5. Love everything that happens. Amor fati. It is a little unnatural, I know, to feel gratitude for things we never wanted to happen in the first place. But we know at this point the opportunities and benefits that lie within adversities. We know that in overcoming them, we emerge stronger, sharper, empowered. There is little reason to delay these feelings, to begrudgingly acknowledge later that it was for the best, when we could have felt that in advance because it was inevitable. 6. Perseverance. Life isn't about the one obstacle, but many. What's required of us is a determination that we will get to where we need to go, somehow, some way, and nothing will stop us. We will overcome every obstacle, and there may be many in life, until we get there. Persistence is an action. Perseverance is a matter of will. One is energy, the other is endurance. 7. Something bigger than yourself. Whatever you're going through, whatever is holding you back or standing in your way, can be turned into a source of strength by thinking of people rather than yourself. Embrace this sense of being part of a larger whole. Lend a hand to others. Be strong for them, and it will make you stronger. 8. Meditate your mortality. Reminding ourselves each day that we will die helps us tear our time as a gift. We can learn to adjust and come to terms with death, and find relief in the understanding that there is nothing else nearly as hard left. And so, if even our own mortality can have some benefit, how dare you say that you can't derive value from each and every other kind of obstacle you encounter? 9. Prepare to start again. Knowing that life is a marathon and not a sprint is important. Understand that each battle is only one of many and that you can use it to make the next one easier. Final thoughts. Not everyone looks at an obstacle and sees reasons to despair. In fact, some people see the opposite. They see a problem with a ready solution. They see a chance to test and improve themselves. So you too should perceive things as they are. Leave no option unexplored. Then stand strong and transform whatever can't be changed.